DK Metcalf practiced Monday, August 24th in pads, his first practice since the August 8th Saturday Night Lights session, per Chris Ward at Steelers Now, with RotoWire corroborating the return the same day, citing Alan Saunders of Steelers Now. That same Monday, asked whether he had any doubt about the September 13th opener, Metcalf answered, "No, sir, no," adding that the team has 3 weeks of work left, and that is good enough, per Steelers.com's camp blog. The talking had started before the practicing did. 5 days earlier, after the Wednesday, August 19th session, Metcalf told Brendan Howe of Steelers Now that he feels fine, and answered 100% when asked whether he was fully healthy. A quote from the stretch when he was still out, not from his return, per Ward's write-up. And on Sunday, he made the 53-man roster, per Teresa Varley at Steelers.com. That is the sequence, and it needs one correction on our side. Our August 23rd episode was built on "He still has not practiced." True when it published, out of date the next morning. The reassurance in this file is no longer only verbal. The calibration still matters. In pads is what the reporting supports. No source in the week says full participant, and preseason has no practice participation report to lean on. The injury has still never been named by the team. Steelers Now and RotoWire both write it as undisclosed, and 100% is Metcalf's own word to a reporter, said 5 days before he practiced, not a team or medical status. He also sat Thursday's finale in Buffalo, 3 days after his return, but so did the entire core of the roster. Bob Labriola at Steelers.com listed all 27 veterans and starters held out, Metcalf among them, so that absence carries no injury signal at all. The unclosed loop is the quarterback. Aaron Rodgers finished the preseason without a snap. Only Will Howard and Drew Aller played quarterback in the finale, per Brian Batko at Steelers.com. And no report in the week describes Rodgers, Metcalf, and Michael Pittman Jr. actually working together, only that both receivers are back on the field. Back in June, the Metcalf case was two arguments: a near 100-target role that travels, and a full off-season of chemistry with Rodgers. The role argument never wobbled. The chemistry argument spent more than 2 weeks losing calendar and got some of it back this week. The receivers are practicing again, but the trio's shared work remains unreported, and the first live version of this offense still arrives September 13th against Atlanta. We'll be back as the opener draws near. Data via NFL Verse.